Today's reading contains one of the most incredible stories ever told. We call it the story of the prodigal son. Let's read it together. Jesus said, "A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I'm dying here with hunger? I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.' So he got up and came to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and he has been found.' And they began to celebrate." That's Luke 15:11 through 24. When it comes to the word father, some people cringe. Today, that name can evoke all kinds of images, from absentee to abusive, uncaring, never saying I love you or I'm proud of you. Jesus enters an environment in which he is about to redefine the image of father, just as it needs to help today. In Middle Eastern culture, to ask for the inheritance while the father is still alive is to wish that the father was dead. A traditional Middle Eastern father can only respond one way. He is expected to refuse and then drive the boy out of the house with verbal and physical blows. But something strange happens. The father's granting the request makes clear that the character of the father in the parable is not modeled after the traditional Middle Eastern patriarch. Though in the previous two parables that Jesus tells us, the shepherd in his search for the sheep and the woman in her search for the coin, the people do not do anything out of the ordinary beyond what anyone in their place would do. But the actions of the father in the third story are unique, marvelous, divine actions that have not been done by any earthly father in the past. On three different occasions, the father in this parable clearly violates the traditional expectations of a Middle Eastern father. This is the first of them. An awareness of the redefinition of the word father takes place. You're about to see that the father is more prodigal than the son. I'll explain shortly. In the parable, the reader learns that the son gathered all he had, which the New English Bible rightly translates, he turned the whole of his share into cash. This is demonstrated by the fact that the prodigal completes all transactions, and it wasn't in many days. He just wants the money for the inheritance. The son got all that he wanted. He gathered everything. He got to spend it on whatever he wanted. It was called loose living. He got to go where he wanted, that's the distant country, and do with whomever he wanted to do it with. When it was all done, he ended up with nothing. You knew this when it came to pod eating. Can't get lower than this. That's when something happens to this boy and he comes to himself. When he came to his senses, it says in Luke 15:17, "How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I'm dying here with hunger." Now enters the dad, the prodigal father. Did you catch what I just called him? The focus is so much on the prodigal son when it really should be on the prodigal father. What does prodigal mean? We think prodigal means sinful and that bad living that's associated with it. But prodigal is really a neutral word. You can attach it to any noun, and the noun determines if it's positive or negative. It means to lavish, to go all out, extreme generosity. In the story, the father is just as prodigal as the son. This is the challenge for us who have prodigals. We must be just as prodigal as them. We have to be prodigal with grace, forgiveness, love, and lavish it. Then the father does something unusual. He runs. He is getting prodigal big time. Eastern gentlemen do not run in public. People of prominence did not and do not run in public. Why does the father run? To protect him against others. He doesn't want him meeting the city first. He wants his son to meet open arms first. Why does he run? To protect him from the comments of others. He is sending a signal to the community. He's sending a signal of forgiveness. And then it gets crazier. He starts giving this son really significant things. The first is to order the servants to dress the prodigal. He doesn't tell his son to go and get cleaned up. Rather, he instructs the servants to dress him with the best robe and sandals. It says that in verse 22, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him. This can only mean I don't want anyone else to see him in these rags. The son never stops being a son, even though he was covered in mud. That's an important message for us to remember. God loves you as you are and not as you should be. God loves you without caution, regret, boundary, limit, or breaking point. When the prodigal son comes back home, he doesn't just get a ring, a robe, and shoes. The greatest thing he gets back is a father.